Brilliance Audio presents Cape Cod by William Martin, performed by John Pruden. Prologue, AD 1000, Strandings. Each year, the whales went to the Great Bay. They followed the cold current south from seas where the ice never melted, south along coastlines of rock, past rivers and inlets, to the great bay that forever brimmed with life. Sometimes they stayed through a single tide, sometimes from one full moon to the next, and sometimes, for reasons that only the sea understood, the whales never left the great bay. The season was changing on the day that the old bull led his herd round the sand hook that formed the eastern edge of the bay. It had come time for them to fill their bellies and begin their journey to the breeding ground. The old bull did not need the weakening of the sunlight or the cooling of the waters to know this. He knew it because his ancestors had known it, because it was bred into him, in his backbone and his blood. And he knew that in the Great Bay, his herd had always fed well. So he sent out sounds that spread through the water and came echoing back, allowing him to see without sight, to know the depth of the water and the slope of the beach, to sense the movement of a single fish at the bottom of the sea or the massing of a giant school a mile away. And that was what the old bull sensed now. He turned toward the school, and his herd turned with him. 100 whales swam in his wake, linked by color and motion in a graceful seaborne dance, by the simple rule of survival to the fish before them, and by the deeper call of loyalty to the herd, their kin, and the old bull himself. Then the sea was lit by a great flash. The fish felt the coming of the whales, and like a single frightened creature, they darted away, first east, then west, then south toward the shallows they went, and the sunlight flashed again and again on their silver sides. The dance of the whales rose into a great black-backed wave and rolled, steady and certain, toward the shoal of fish. Soon the stronger fish were swimming over the weaker and splattering across the surface to escape. It did them no good. The wave struck, churned through them, and pounded on, leaving a bloody wake in which the gulls came to feast, while on the shore, other creatures watched and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?